The NSU Playhouse invites you to a night of laughter and fun with five women wearing the same dress. The show, written by Alan Ball and directed by NSU's own Dr. Robin Pursley, revolves around five bridesmaids avoiding the bride who they all secretly dislike. Starring both current students and alum, the show will take place at 7:30 p.m. on April 10th through the 13th at the NSU Playhouse located in downtown Tahlequah. The show will also be the fourth Golden Llama competition presented by NSU Drama. Student organizations with the most members in attendance of the show will win the Golden Llama Trophy. Who will be the student organization with the most members in attendance? Purchase tickets for the show at nsuplayhouse.ludus.com. That's nsuplayhouse.ludus.com.
Hello, welcome to Hawk Talk T&E Podcast. I'm sitting down today with Justin Chase, Director of the Riverhawk Scholar Program, Danae Ray, Residence Life Assistant, and Xander Harris, Broken Arrow Freshman, who are here to discuss the Riverhawk Scholars Program. Thank you all for taking the time to sit with me. Let's find out more about the Riverhawk Scholars Program and the effect it has on student assistants and scholars of the program. The Riverhawk Scholar Program was started in 2018 as a way for students with intellectual disabilities to continue their education after high school graduation. Beyond just the school elements, the program also focuses on social skills and independent living. A large part of the program's success comes from the dedication of the Residence Life Assistants, student workers who spend up to 30 hours a week helping scholars learn to live independently. I heard about this program because my sister is a senior in high school and is now looking for her next step after graduation. Looking for options available to her and learning more about the Riverhawk Scholars Program has made me realize how important having proper accommodations and dedicated staff are a foundation for success. So Justin, I want to start off, can you just give us a brief summary of the program to listeners who haven't really heard about it before?
First, Spencer, let me say thank you for having us. We appreciate it. Always happy to talk about the Riverhawk Scholar Program. So we are what is called an IPSE program, Inclusive Post-Secondary Education Program, on the college campus. What that really means is we're a program for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities here at the college campus. Now, what that looks like, the easiest way to describe it is picture a traditional college experience, but add on, again, the intellectual or developmental disabilities. We all know that college focuses on academics, so our students certainly take classes, they have tests, they do all that stuff. But there's three other areas in which we've spent a lot of time working on and focusing on, and you mentioned two of them, the independent living skills, social skills, and then the fourth one would be the career or the job piece of things. And so again, I think, so that's kind of a broad overview. So really the scholars, when they come into our program, they get a very comprehensive approach. So the goal is when they graduate, that they'll be able to get the job of their choice, and that hopefully they'll be able to live independently. They'll have all of those necessary skills to be successful after they graduate.
Okay. And that kind of leads into my next question, which is how exactly does the program prepare students for independent living? And then how do the Residence Life Assistants kind of play into that role?
Great question. So really, to be honest, the students in our program probably have a lot more difficult experience because, again, they're working on four different areas every single day. So not just academics, but again, the independent living piece, social skills piece, and again, obviously the job side. So the independent living piece, that's a big one. Thus, the two residential student assistants that we employ. So Danae is one, and I know she'll talk here in just a minute. We have a second one, and they both work 29 hours a week for us. So we're getting almost 60 hours a week out of our residential student assistants. And so they have daily contact with our students, and in some cases, multiple times a day, morning, evening, and frequently in the middle of the day. And so independent living, that's a really big piece, and it focuses on all those skills that, again, it takes for a person to be successful independently. So things like cleaning, laundry, you know, I humorously like to say, just because you put clothes in a wash machine, they don't magically end up in the dryer.
Yeah.
I wish they did.
And once they're in the dryer, they don't magically fold themselves or hang themselves. And after they're folded and hung, they don't magically get in the dresser or in the closet. So not only are those things that we teach to, we monitor for. Other things like personal hygiene. Yes, this is college. We need to smell good. We need to look good. We need to dress appropriately. Cooking lessons. We have weekly cooking lessons on Friday. Today, for example, they're making tacos. So not only do they cook, they have to help clean. They also have some part in purchasing the food at the grocery store. Okay. So again, those are all things that people do that live independently. We do weekly room checks. We call them our ADLs, Activities for Daily Living. Really, Danae and Kirsten, our other residential student assistants, take the lead on those. And there's about 20 different items they look for with each student, and they give them feedback. And so we have a very simple feedback system, ones, twos, or threes. One means, hey, you're doing great. You've mastered this concept. You're being consistent in it. The opposite three would be, hey, you're not really doing well. There's a lot of work that needs to be done in this area. Two means you've shown some competency, but we need to be more consistent and continue to work on it. So the students' goals, and I know Xander will talk here in just a minute, they really want ones. But so we're giving them weekly feedbacks, ones, twos, or threes in about 20 different areas. So you'll kind of see that philosophy throughout our program. We believe in lots of feedback. That's kind of where the growth process comes from. So, you know, with independent living, there's weekly feedback for every single student.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a really big piece of our program.
And then I know you had mentioned previously that you guys really focus on person-centered planning mm-hmm. to figure out what the best steps are for each student. How does that process look like? And then is that something that the residence life assistants are involved in, or is that more?
More full-time staff, my program coordinator and myself. But again, in a real simplistic overview, it's the students' short-term and long-term goals. And we like to review those every single semester, but not just review their goals, but the steps towards achieving those goals. And even more specifically, who can help them along that path? Identify the individuals that can help them, work with them to accomplish those goals.
I guess I'll open this up to either you, Justin, or Danae. Can you kind of walk me through what a typical week for you, a residence life assistant, kind of looks like?
Yeah, so as a student assistant, our week really starts on Sunday afternoons. We teach Sunday night lessons, which usually are either independent living lessons, or it can also be social skill lessons. So like a couple weeks ago, we went over emotions and like how to identify your emotions. This week, we're talking about how to talk positively to yourself. But we've also talked about things like what's appropriate to wear to an interview and things like that. So it's a really wide scale of things that we talk about on Sunday night lessons. And then during the week, we have morning checks and evening checks with our freshmen. So our freshmen have a lot more support than our upperclassmen do. And so we see our freshmen at least in the mornings and at night. And so we check on them. And then on Mondays, we have fitness class. So our freshmen go to fitness class twice a week, but all of our students go to fitness class at least once a week. And then that's about it for Monday. Tuesday, we have morning checks and night checks again. And then we have cleaning checks on Tuesday afternoons. So we go through, like Justin was saying, and we go through those ADLs and we ask them about them and we ask them what they think their score should be. And then sometimes we go back and be like, well, actually, I think it should be this and this is why. Wednesdays are pretty free, just morning checks and night checks. Thursday, morning checks and night checks again. But then we have another fitness class. This one's with all of the students rather than just the freshmen. And so we really just work on, like, at fitness class, we work on them learning how they can use the gym and things that they can do to stay healthy. It's not, you know, so they can become these, like gym bros where they become really buff. But it's really just so they can stay healthy and stay active. So we do things from lifting weights. We'll play basketball. We've been swimming before. So just a lot of fun things. And then Fridays we have morning checks and night checks every day. And then we have cooking lessons. And so we cook to survive, not cook to, you know, be Gordon Ramsay or whatever.
Yeah,
but
okay.
We just cook to survive. So like Justin said, this week we're having tacos. But in the past, we've done like pigs in a blanket or even like grilled cheese and tomato soup. So just like simple things that like hopefully when our students leave the program and they're able to live independently, they can cook those on their own. And then like their parents don't have to be worried about them burning down their apartment or whatever.
Yeah, I gotcha. And then, so you personally, how did you kind of hear about the program? And then how did you end up getting involved to such a degree?
Yeah, so I'm only a sophomore, but this is my second year working with the program. So my mom was looking for me jobs on the website where you go to look for jobs, that one. And she was like, hey, NSU has a program for students with disabilities. I'm a special ed major. So my mom was like, NSU has a program for students with special needs. And I was like, oh, really? And so my mom was like, I think you should apply. So she sent me the application. I filled it out, got an interview, started as a new freshman. So last year I was really learning with our freshmen as they were learning too, especially about like campus and things like that. I just fell in love with the program and it really helped me like know that like special ed is where I'm supposed to be. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I was going to ask, you know, with you being a special ed major, how does that, have you learned anything from working here that you could be like this? I can totally see this applying in my degree.
Yeah. So really just like working with people with disabilities in general, it's just like we, as somebody without a disability, I was in a general education classroom all the time. And so I didn't see what it looked like in a special education classroom. Like I helped out with Special Olympics in elementary school and middle school and stuff, but I didn't really see like the nitty gritty of it. And so coming here and getting to work with RSP really showed me like, okay, this is what special ed really looks like. And yes, this is still something that I want to do. And it really showed me that like, you can't talk to somebody with a disability the same way. You can't expect them to understand things the same way that somebody without a disability would understand.
For sure.
Most of the time it has to be more black and white. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't go up to somebody and say, you know, you wouldn't go up to just somebody without a disability and be like, I think your outfit doesn't match today. But with someone with a disability, you can walk up to them and be like, your outfit doesn't match, go back to your room and change. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to really get offended by that because that's what they need to be able to understand it. And that's something that I really learned with working through the program. When I first started working, I was like, I don't want to tell them that they smell bad. I don't want to tell them that they need to brush their hair today. But now I'm just like, just go back to your room. It's fine.
Clear, concise communication.
Yeah.
Clear and concise.
And down to the point.
Exactly. If you were talking to somebody that was kind of in your steps last year, kind of trying to figure out what they want to do and they learn about this, what would you tell them? This is a really good thing. Come work here kind of thing.
Yeah, I might be RSP's biggest fan. I think that I have people be like, oh, I saw, you know, Xander on the sidewalk today and we had a really great conversation. Okay, great. Sign up for our mentor club. Mm-hmm. Sign up to be a tutor or, you know, just hang out with them. Go eat dinner with them. Ask them. They'll go eat with you. They're, you know, they're college students too and they want to make friends and they specifically want to make friends outside of RSP. So, yeah, I'm definitely RSP's biggest fan. I would say, like, if you're interested in RSP, get involved some way, whether that's being a mentor, being a tutor, even applying to be a student assistant. So, yeah, just get involved. They're not scary.
No, we don't bite.
Good.
We just say hi a lot and be extra kind. Might take us a little bit to get to know your name, but we'll say hi and all that.
Yeah.
Just be overall nice to you.
Yeah, there you go. Justin, if somebody was interested in learning more and getting involved, where would they need to look? Would they need to come reach out to you?
Sure, sure. They can talk to me, of course, Ashley West, our program coordinator. Or like Danae said, her and Kirsten, our student assistants, those are great sources too. And if the people are interested, a lot of times Danae or Kirsten will kind of forward them to Ashley or myself.
Okay. Danae or Xander, this is open to both of you, or you can both answer it. It's up to you. Do you guys have any memories from working with the program or being in the program that are like particularly special that like when you just think about them, it kind of make you feel warm inside, something like that?
Yeah. For me, when I first came on campus, I didn't really know anybody that well. So when I met Danae, we just had a great time getting to know her and stuff because she was open to us and it was great to talk to her because she'd been through this before with mm-hmm. other RSP students. So we finally have someone to base off it because she actually told us what's going on and stuff and actually explained it fully to us.
Yeah.
It's much easier and it feels great to know that I can get an explanation about something because
mm-hmm.
I have a hard time getting a lot of explanations about stuff. But when I met Danae, that happened, I felt like it felt good to me because I didn't get that a lot.
So one of my favorite memories is probably, so last year we had two students who, one of them graduated and one of them's no longer with us. They were best friends. And we were at the BCM's pancake feed at the end of the year right before finals week. So one of the students had them play a sad song. And then so then he goes up to the other one and they just hug. And they just stand there.
Aww.
And I started crying. It was really sad. But they were best friends, and it's really cool to see like how they were included on campus and like how they're at the BCM and they felt like they could be themselves and didn't have to hide like who they were, and mm-hmm. they could. And that's like really the point of RSP, is like the inclusion, and that they, so that they feel like they're part of NSU because they are NSU students. And so I think that really showed that like they could be themselves, and that like people wanted them to be at NSU. Both of them are missed greatly, like not just by me, but by a lot of people on campus.
So to transition kind of into my second topic, which is more from your perspective, Xander, how the program is. So Xander, this is your first year in the Riverhawk Scholars Program. I'm interested in hearing your thoughts and perspectives about the program just as a whole. And then, like we kind of talked about a little bit, how the residence life assistants have made the experience better. But first, I kind of want to, you know, learn a little bit more about you. So how did you end up hearing about the program?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, y'all. Are y'all looking for a good used car in Tahlequah? Well, come on down to Chris Pruitt Auto Sales. We are a family-owned car dealership with a wide selection of different makes and models that are fit just for you. Our employees are dedicated to providing a fast and easy buying experience where we can get you in a vehicle that's in your budget. We are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. We are located at 4696 South Muskogee Avenue. Or you can go ahead and call 918-207-1500. Here at Chris Pruitt Auto Sales, come get a good deal and a brand new set of wheels.
Well, before I heard about the program, me and my mom were going through like colleges and stuff and how it could help me with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get like a lot of invites to stuff to look at and see mm-hmm. about it. So my mom was going through the list. She's like, hey, buddy, there's a place at NSU called the Riverhawk Scholar Program that can help you with living on your own and stuff. And I think this would be very good for you. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, okay. Do they have like an open house or something so I can look at it? She was like, yeah, but it's an hour away. I was like, yeah, it's fine. Well, I can go.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went, the first people I see were Justin and Ashley, because they were doing the whole like, downgrade of everything, like a little information sheet. First thing I see Justin say is like, welcome to our open house. Like such enthusiasm about it. Mm-hmm. It just drew me in. It's just like they started explaining all the classes we could do
mm-hmm.
and the trip to college, and even we had cooking lessons where we can actually learn how to cook by you physically doing it. And I felt like that really spoke to me because I never cooked on my own. I only like warm up stuff or just microwave it, or my mom cooks me something. But I wanted to learn how to cook because it looks so cool. And Justin just said that cooking is a big part about it too. Mm-hmm. On Fridays, where we can just cook by ourselves, the student's the one who cooks, not them.
Yeah.
The students. That's what I feel like really helped. So, and I looked at all the activities on campus and all the clubs and all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it all, and I was like, this is the place I want to go.
Yeah.
Just immediately, right there, that's the place I want to go.
That's really cool.
Just immediately. Because it just, like, spoke to me, like, very, like, close to the heart, spoke to me.
That's really awesome. So, I know you said you mentioned that the cooking was really important. What has been, like, your favorite dish that you guys have made so far?
So far, my favorite dish we made were enchiladas.
Oh, okay.
We actually cooked the enchiladas ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and I actually helped cook that. And when I got done and I taste what I cooked, I felt great about myself.
Oh, that's really cool. I know in the program, you take classes that you kind of have a specific interest in. Do you have like a specific thing that you really try to focus on, or are you just kind of taking classes to get some skills overall?
Right now, I'm trying to get skills in like math right now.
Okay.
Science. But I try to make a general thing
mm-hmm.
right now until next year, my junior year, what I want to go. Since we had that tour of ICTCI, that's what I want to do.
Okay.
Cool. You want to mention electrician?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get an electrician.
Okay. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think has been the most important skill that you've learned while working with Danae and just kind of being in the program?
When I first... best thing I learned because of Danae and Kirsten were about dress appropriately for job interview, or, you know, like dress like not the casual dress, like not jeans and just a polo shirt, mm-hmm. like actual dress to look nice to actually get the job you want.
Yeah.
And then that felt, I really needed to know that. Mm. When I was in high school, I always wore jeans. Like, whenever it's cold or outside, I always wear jeans. Even on special occasions.
Uh-huh.
Even when we had, like, a dance or something, I would wear jeans and a polo or some other, like, fancy shirt. Until, like, my prom, where I actually dressed nice. But after that, I was like, I didn't really want to do it. And then Danae told me it's kind of like a necessity
mm-hmm.
for, like, jobs, interviews. It's like a necessity. You need to dress that nice in order to get your job you want. Because if you show up just like, they even told us, if you showed up in jeans, like a lot of jewelry or something like that,
mm-hmm.
you probably won't get a job back. Because people don't want someone who just doesn't dress how everybody would dress in that work setting. Because it will set a bad example for all of them.
Exactly. What would you say, I know you've only been here for a year, but it sounds like you have a pretty good understanding of the program, and it sounds like you're a big fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to a student that is in your position, like last year, where they're looking around, trying to figure out what's the right program to them? What would you say to kind of get them to say, the Riverhawk Scholars Program is for me?
For what I suggest, it's going when they have their like open house where you can actually go and listen to them talk about it. And they have little tables set up so you can look at all the stuff on campus and all the clubs, all the sororities and fraternities, all that set up so you can look at it and actually see it. I think that would be the best time to go and look at it overview because you'll get to see everything that could be on campus you can do.
Okay.
Can I jump in here for a second?
Absolutely.
So I want to tag team what Xander said just a little bit. So Xander's from Town and Country School in Tulsa.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I do remember that open house that he's talking about. But he had a buddy from Town and Country School.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd accepted both of them into our program. So, gosh, until last June or July, we thought he and his buddy were going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Then it turns out some things happened. His buddy wasn't able to come. But the reason I want to bring it up is so... I haven't actually heard Xander say it. He may have been a little bit nervous coming here by himself.
I can understand that.
Yeah. I was a little bit nervous because I always had someone I can talk to that I know. Because
mm-hmm.
Town and Country is like a small school. It has like all like middle school, lower school, and high school are all together.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll know everybody there. You might not know someone new, but everyone's super nice and talked to. When I was a junior there,
mm-hmm.
whenever we had a new students, I'm always offered to show them around because I know everyone there and I know how to introduce people.
But the kind of the neat thing is, even though he came here by himself, was probably a little bit nervous, he's probably grown and matured more and faster without his buddy. And that's the neat thing about education. That's the neat thing about growth is when you're put into those situations, the people tend to grow and mature. And so we've really seen Xander just blossom on campus. So that's one of the fun parts about my job is seeing students like Xander just thrive on campus.
Yeah. I even help when I grew a bit, I started making cleaning checklists for us all to do. Because I'm always been told to have a list.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've always been told all my life. Always told. You need to have a checklist. Always. So whenever, until I got a little more into it,
mm-hmm.
like, I actually got into it and stuff, and I knew my roommates' names. For example, Toby, I knew him before our Riverhawk Scholar Program. I just didn't know he was coming. And it was nice getting to know him more, because me and him really hit it off on one of the programs we went together. And then we have my other roommate, Andy. We talk a lot, and then when we all got together to do something, it just feels nice to have that connection with someone.
Yeah.
Because when I got to know all of them, all together, like a little bit, know them, it felt nice talking to them because it just feel like I got a buddy to talk to if something happens or if I need someone to talk to or just listen without giving me any advice about it, if I just want someone to listen to me.
Yeah.
It just felt nice. Even with my mentors, I feel like I can talk to someone about it. Even with Danae here, I can talk to someone about it.
That's really important just for everybody because going through something, you know, college is a lot for anybody. So yeah, going through that and having a support system is really important, and it's really cool to hear that you do have that. I think that was all of my questions. I just want to open it up to all three of you. Is there anything else anybody would like to add before we go ahead and close it out?
Well, I'll play your role for just a second, Spencer. Mm-hmm. So Xander, why should students, if they're similar to you, why should students with disabilities look at the Riverhawk Scholar Program?
The reason why I think people should go here is because you're going to have a system that actually a lot of people can help you. Also, they also know when to step back and have you do it yourself. That's what I feel like you should come here, because you have people who can help you, but they also know when to step back and let you do what you need to do.
That's a really good answer. Anybody else? Danae, do you have anything else you want to throw in there?
I was just going to say, I did not make Xander make a cleaning checklist. Xander did that on his own.
I did do that on my own. I just wanted to.
Him and his roommates have got their schedule down to a T. They, like, know what order they shower in. They know who's going to vacuum this week, who's going to clean the bathroom this week, stuff like that. And that's really great, because that's kind of what we want our students to do, because, you know, people have roommate problems because you run into issues like this with scheduling and stuff like that. And so Xander really taking that step forward and making that schedule and leading his roommates in a way really helped him show us that independence that he's learning. And so that we know, like, going into next year that we can let him have more independence and step back, like he was saying, on those supports.
Okay. Justin, Danae, Xander, it was great to talk with you. Thank you guys for coming in. If you are interested in learning more about the Riverhawk Scholars Program, visit their website linked in the description below. Thank you for listening to the Hawk Talk podcast. You can find us at nsunews.com, Spotify, or follow our social media pages at TNE News on Instagram and Twitter, and the Northeastern on Facebook for the latest NSU news. Santech Screening is your one-stop shop for all types of custom products. Santech is a third-generation, woman-owned screen printing, embroidery, engraving, and vinyl company. We are TARA certified and licensed to print for Northeastern State University and Oklahoma State University. T-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, embroidered and patched hats, uniforms, beanies, tote bags, duffel bags, towels, engraved tumblers, ink pens, keychains, trophies, plaques, and more. If you or your business, student organization, or department need it, Santech can print it. Conveniently located in downtown Tahlequah since 1984. Call 918-458-0312 or stop by and see us at 120 North Water Avenue.